NASA is celebrating the two-year anniversary of the Curiosity rover's landing on Mars. Now, as we know, the robot has used its six wheels to tour the red planet, searching for signs that something, somewhere, once lived there. For an update, we turn now to John Grant. He's a geologist for Earth and Planetary Studies at NASA, and he joins us now. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Fine, thanks. So, first of all, how are you celebrating today?
Well, everybody likes a second-year birthday. They're a lot of fun. But really, the way we're celebrating is like we have for the last 2 years. We're planning another exciting day of exploration on Mars.
And I guess the big surprise is you found that Mars was really wet at one time.
Much wetter than it is today. I mean, today it's this sort of windswept, barren, inhospitable place. But even where Curiosity landed, we know there was once a stream bed. We're tooling around on the rocks that were deposited by this ancient stream. And we actually drilled into mudstones that were deposited in a lake that that formed once very nearby where Curiosity landed.
So you're a geologist. Give us a sense of how you work with Curiosity.
Well, we can't go out and bang on the rocks like we do here on the Earth. We have to do that with our robot up on the surface of Mars. And so what we do is we actually plan an entire day worth of activities for the rover at once, uplink those, and then the rover goes through its paces and returns the pictures and data from that activity. So unlike on the Earth where you can go out and pick up rocks and look at them and do a lot of changes in real time in terms of your thinking, on Mars we kind of do things one day at a time.
And just review for us what the delay is between when something leaves the rover and actually arrives at Earth or vice versa.
Well, it depends on where Mars is in orbit around the sun relative to the Earth, but it's minutes. It's many minutes. And on top of that, what we do to get the data back from the rover is we send it from the surface of Mars up to one of our orbiters that circles the planet, and then it's returned from there to the Earth. So it takes some time to get the data back, but we do get data back on a daily basis that allows us to move forward with this sort of day-by-day planning of what we're going to be discovering on the surface.
And I've read that people at NASA were frankly surprised that Curiosity was able to uncover so much revealing evidence so quickly. Did it in fact come as a surprise to you?
Well, we went to Gale Crater to study an enormous mountain 3 miles high in the center of the crater. It's called Mount Sharp. And we landed next to that mountain. We knew where we landed that there might be evidence of an ancient stream bed. In fact, we landed on that ancient stream bed, and that's where we discovered these gravels, these ancient lake deposits that tell us so much about the possibility that Mars was quite habitable in the past. We haven't even gotten to our primary goal yet, that mountain called Mount Sharp. So really, the discovery so far I would almost characterize as icing on the cake. We've got a lot of great stuff to come.
Now, 2 years in, what is the life expectancy of the rover, and what will be its failure mechanism, do you think?
Well, there's many different things on the rover that require constant sort of monitoring to make sure that they're not breaking. Despite that, someday something will break. But we've got enough power. We've got a good technique in terms of operating the rover, where I hope we've got years to go here. And if the Opportunity rover, which celebrated its 10th anniversary earlier this year, is any indication, maybe we've got a long way to go.
And briefly, do we know why Mars dried up?
We don't, and that's one of the reasons why we went to Gale Crater. This Mount Sharp, this 3-mile-high mountain in the middle of the crater, is made up of a series of layers of rock that we can go and look at, and as geologists, read these rocks much like you would pages in a book. That'll tell us something about the environmental conditions when they were deposited and how they changed over time. So that's actually a major goal of the mission, is to understand why Mars has changed from something that was relatively wetter to something that's so dry today.
All right. John Grant is a geologist for Earth and Planetary Studies at NASA. Thanks so much for joining us, and go back to the celebration.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.